Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to make a breakbeat feel human, alive, and properly jungle. Not stiff, not plastic. We want that deep, smoky atmosphere where the drums feel like somebody actually played them in a haunted alley during a rainstorm. Now, if you're new to this, don't worry. We're keeping it beginner-friendly and using only Ableton Live 12 stock tools. The big idea is simple. Instead of leaving your break perfectly quantized and robotic, we're going to add tiny timing changes, small velocity differences, a little swing, and some subtle drum processing so it feels performed rather than copied and pasted. And in jungle and deep drum and bass, that feel matters a lot. The break is often the personality of the tune. If the break grooves, the whole track comes alive. Let's start by choosing a break that already has some character. You want something with clear kick and snare hits, a little bit of room tone, and maybe some ghost notes or hats already in there. If the break is super clean, that's fine, but you'll need to do a little more work to make it feel organic. If it's too messy, it might fight the bass later. Drag your break onto an audio track in Ableton Live 12. Open the clip view, and if you need to, turn warp on. For this lesson, don't get lost in detailed warp editing. We're not doing surgery here. We're trying to get feel. Set the clip to loop over one or two bars so you can hear the pattern repeat while you work. Now here's where the fun starts. We're going to slice the break so we can control individual hits. The easiest beginner method is to right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. That gives you a drum rack with separate pads for different pieces of the break. You can also manually split the clip using CMD or Control plus E, but slicing to a new MIDI track is usually faster and more flexible. Once it's sliced, rebuild the pattern in a simple one or two bar loop. Don't overthink it. Put the main kick and snare back in place first. Then add a few ghost notes, maybe a couple of hats, and leave some gaps. In jungle, silence and space are part of the groove too. You do not need to fill every 16th note. Now we humanize the timing. This is the real sauce. Take a few ghost notes and move them slightly late, maybe 5 to 15 milliseconds. Push an occasional hat or pick up slightly early, maybe 2 to 8 milliseconds. Don't move everything. That's a common beginner mistake. If every note is wandering around, the break stops feeling intentional and just sounds sloppy. Keep the main snare pretty solid so the loop still hits with confidence. Think of it like this. The main hits are your anchor. The smaller hits are your personality. The anchor stays grounded. The personality gets to lean, breathe, and wobble a little. Next, open the velocity lane and start shaping how hard each hit plays. Repeated notes at the same velocity sound mechanical really fast, so lower the ghost notes, maybe somewhere around 25 to 55. Keep hats and lighter percussion in a more natural range, maybe 45 to 85. Let the main snare stay strong, around 95 to 120, and keep the main kick solid too. You're not trying to make everything soft, you're trying to create contrast. That contrast is what makes a loop feel performed. In jungle, a little variation goes a long way. Now let's add groove, but lightly. Open the groove pool and try a subtle swing or an MPC-style groove. If you already have a groove from another clip, that's fine too. Start with a small amount, maybe around 20 to 40%. If you push it too far, the break can start to feel lazy or broken, and that's usually not what you want for a deep jungle pocket. Keep the random amount very low or off at first. The goal is not chaos. The goal is a human drummer leaning into the beat just enough to make it feel alive. In solo, the groove should be subtle. In the full mix, it should feel obvious. Now that the timing is feeling better, let's shape the sound with a few stock devices. First, drop on EQ8. Use it to clean up the low end. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz can remove useless rumble. If the break sounds boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 400 Hz. If the snare gets a little sharp or painful, tame some of that area around 3 to 6 kHz. After that, try drum bus. A little drive can add weight and attitude. A small boost to transience can help the break pop. Be careful with boom though, especially in jungle, because your sub bass is usually doing important work. You do not want the break fighting the low end. You can also add saturator for a bit of grit. Use soft clip. Keep the drive modest, maybe 1 to 4 dB, and match the output so you're not just tricking yourself with extra volume. If the break needs a little width, utility can help, but keep the low end controlled. In this style, the drums can feel wide in the highs and tight in the lows. That usually sounds cleaner and heavier. At this point, if the break feels good but still needs more motion, you can layer a very quiet top texture. This could be a closed hat loop, a shaker, a tiny vinyl noise layer, or a short percussive tick. Keep it subtle. If you clearly notice the layer as a separate part, It's probably too loud. High pass the layer so it doesn't clutter the low mids, and maybe pan it slightly if that helps. This kind of layer is perfect for deep jungle because it adds movement without stealing attention from the main break. Now let's think about arrangement. A humanized break gets even better when it evolves over time. For an intro, you might low pass the drums and slowly open them up over 8 or 16 bars. You could automate drum bus drive slightly upward into the build. You might mute the texture layer at first and then bring it in when the drop lands. You could even cut the break back to just kick and snare for a bar or two before the drop to create tension. That contrast is huge. Jungle and DNB are all about movement and release. If everything is always on, nothing feels like it arrives. Now, this part is important. Check your break against the bass early. Don't wait until the end. Put in a simple sub note or bass line and listen to the drums and bass together. Make sure the kick and snare still cut through. Make sure the ghost notes are not masking the bass movement. And if the mix feels muddy, don't just turn things up. Use EQ to clear space. A break can sound amazing on its own and still fail the moment the sub comes in. So keep checking in context. That's the real beginner pro move. A few common mistakes to watch for here. First, don't overquantize after you've humanized the break. If you carefully moved notes around and then snap everything back to the grid, you just erased your own work. Second, don't move too many notes. A little imperfection is powerful. Too much becomes messy. Third, don't use too much swing. Subtle is usually better. And fourth, don't make every hit the same velocity. That instantly kills the illusion of a real performance. Here's a good mental model. Use the grid as a guide, not a rule. Keep the main backbeat strong. Let the smaller hits behave a little more loosely. That contrast is what makes the loop feel like a drummer, not a machine. If you want to go one step further, try printing the break to audio once it feels right. Resample it, bounce it down, and chop it again. That's a classic jungle workflow, and it often gives you a grittier, more committed result. Sometimes once you stop endlessly tweaking MIDI, the track starts feeling more alive. For darker and heavier jungle vibes, slightly late ghost notes can add a lot of menace. Short reverb throws on selected hits can add depth without washing out the groove. And if you want the break to feel spacious, keep the hats and texture wider while leaving the core punch tight and focused. So let's recap what we've done. We picked a break with character. We sliced it so we could edit individual hits. We rebuilt the pattern with a few main kicks, snares, and ghost notes. We nudged some hits slightly off the grid. We changed velocities so the loop stopped sounding repetitive. We added a little swing with groove pool. Then we shaped the sound with EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and utility. Finally, we checked the break against the bass, so it would actually work in a proper deep jungle mix. That's the magic here. Humanizing a breakbeat is not about making it messy. It's about controlled imperfection. Tiny changes, smart groove, strong backbeat, bass for the bass, and just enough atmosphere to make the whole thing feel dark, damp, and alive. If you've done this right, your break shouldn't sound like a loop anymore. It should sound like a performance. And in jungle, that's where the energy really comes from. All right, take this into your session, try it on a break, and listen for that moment when the drum stops sounding copied and starts sounding alive. That's the pocket. That's the vibe. That's the jungle.